BBC News with Jerry Smith. In parts of eastern Ukraine, people have been casting their ballots in unofficial referendums organised by pro-Russian groups. The militants asked whether residents supported self-determination. One polling station organiser told the BBC this meant independence from Kiev. Artyom Liss has more.
If you believe people who were organising this referendum, then they're saying the turnout has been spectacular. Figures well above 70% is what they're saying. Whether or not it actually means that as many people as they say turned out to vote, I think we'll find out fairly shortly within the next few days. One of the main people who organised it, leader of the self-styled Electoral Commission of the Donetsk Republic, said, "This vote, whatever it is in the end, does not mean that we stop being part of Ukraine, neither does it mean that we suddenly become part of Russia. There's going to be a process. What process exactly? Where will it lead?" I think these are all the things which nobody knows the answer to.
The South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar says he's still committed to the peace agreement signed on Friday with the government, even though he says the government violated a ceasefire. The Sudanese information minister has accused the rebels of violations of the agreement, but said the government would not break it. Stephen Sacco, who's been speaking to the rebel leader, says the situation seems confused.
There's something very strange going on here, because Riek Machar said that the South Sudanese president was responsible for the deaths of up to 20,000 Dinka people. He accused the president of inciting ethnic hatred, and he said that the president was not even in control of some of the forces fighting in his name. He said that Ugandan troops and fighters that were coming in from Darfur inside Sudan were continuing to fight on behalf of President Kiir and had no intention of respecting a ceasefire.
The French President François Hollande has offered to host a summit on the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Mr. Hollande said he'd spoken to the Nigerian President, Goodluck Jonathan, and would invite leaders of neighbouring countries affected by the group's activities. The profile of Boko Haram has risen considerably since it abducted more than 200 schoolgirls last month. The Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and East African leaders have formally signed an agreement for the construction of a new railway, which will link the Kenyan port city of Mombasa to the capital Nairobi and on to landlocked Rwanda and South Sudan. Wanyama wa Chibusiri reports from Nairobi.
The Chinese Premier Li Keqiang told reporters the first phase of the railway from the Kenyan port of Mombasa to the capital Nairobi would cost the equivalent of $3.6 billion. The master plan, he said, was to link all seven East African states by rail, cutting freight costs significantly. At the moment, the region relies on poor roads and the narrow gauge line built in the 19th century.
World News from the BBC. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has reiterated Tehran's rejection of any international moves to curb its missile production. Ahead of the latest round of negotiations on Iran's nuclear ambitions, the Ayatollah said any expectations that Tehran would limit its missile program were stupid and idiotic. He called on Iran's Revolutionary Guards to mass-produce missiles. Scientists in Germany have found a way to make dreams more powerful. They've discovered that by sending a very weak electrical signal across the brain of a sleeping patient, they can change how the individual dreams. Julian Bedford has more.
To sleep, perchance to dream. But researchers at the Goethe University in Frankfurt say they can make those dreams more vivid by the application of low-frequency electric signals. These stimulate the gamma wave activity in the brain that in a conscious state is typical of self-awareness. And it does the same to the unconscious mind, allowing the dreamer not just to dream, but to be aware that he or she is dreaming and to some extent control the plot. The scientists hope the discovery will allow them to treat mental illnesses.
Manchester City Football Club have won the English Premier League for the second time in 3 years, sealing their triumph with an emphatic 2-0 victory over West Ham. The home win was enough to guarantee the title, despite a victory for their closest rivals, Liverpool. The Queen's baton for this year's Commonwealth Games in Glasgow has returned to British soil after travelling most of the way round the world. It's arrived in the Channel Island of Jersey, where it was received by the Olympic diver Tom Daly. For the next 72 days, the baton will be carried across the length and breadth of Britain and Northern Ireland, before being welcomed into the stadium in Glasgow on July the 23rd. BBC News.